Let's record a podcast. Let's record a podcast. La 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 la. La 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 la.
God, that was so far off.
What was?
Carl?
Yeah.
Fridge update.
I don't care about your fridge.
It's the height of summer and my fridge and freezer both broke.
Can we not have one
fridge update?
Stream? Yeah.
Fridge update. It's not a stream, brother. It's a podcast.
No, I was going to say a podcast, but you interrupted.
You fucking dolt.
You interrupted. You're a dolt.
Fridge update. I put a call to arms out on my local Facebook page. And a lovely bloke, who I won't dox, obviously.
Weird if you did.
Said, he's a northern bloke as well. I don't even live in the north, but he's northern. He went, I've got some spare space in my outdoor freezer if you want it.
Oh.
I was like, oh, thank you so much. So I went around there with like three carry bags full of all my like thawing food. And he was just a lovely bloke. The sweetest thing about him, he was really like, he was retired. His garden was gorgeous. Mm. He had like a summer house and like eight raised beds full of vegetables and a workshop, right? And I was like, my God, you are living the life.
How old is he?
He must have been like late 60s or something. Like not that old.
Okay.
And yeah, he ended up having all my food in his freezer. It's still there, of course. And he said, if you want to come around at any point to grab some, just drop me a text. And he wrote down his and his wife's phone number, and they are identical apart from the final number. So they don't need to remember two phone numbers. They just need to remember who is one number and who's the consecutive number.
Maybe that's how they met. Did you ever text your phone neighbour?
I did. I didn't ever get a response.
Me neither.
Yeah, I wanted to.
It was so sad. For anyone who doesn't know, if you look at your phone number, like go one up or one down in the last number, and they're your phone neighbour. Maybe that's how these guys met. Like, so maybe it wasn't the way around you.
Well,
thought.
This is meant to be the like. It's meant to be like the meta.
Yeah.
It's meant to be like the pre-discussion. You've referred to the audience as if they're a real thing, but this is just us talking as friends, isn't it?
Oh, sorry.
I thought.
Sorry, yeah.
Is it not?
I'll eradicate that part of the recording.
Cool, thank you. You ready to go?
Yep.
Hello there, Turbo Virgins, and welcome to the 48th episode of the Subpar Poddy C. My name is Stumpy.
My name is Cole.
And this is officially...
Unofficially. It's hot, isn't it?
Really
like,
hot.
You're
the best podcast on
bits.
The internet.
I know. You're setting me up for my...
Fridge is
parts.
Broken as well, which is a shame.
Is it? Because now the people can hear. So you can tell the people now as opposed to telling me.
Hello, the people. My fridge is fucking broken. And someone's being called out within 48 hours. And I'm like, that's not... I felt like they were bragging when they said that, but that's not that short notice. Like that's sort of like just booking in work.
Yeah, that's
not that impressive.
Like, it's not immediate. No, I agree. I reckon your mate Northern Nigel mm-hmm. and his wife Northern Nicola, mm-hmm. their scheme is to say, "Oh yeah, we'll help you out. Yeah, drop your food off here, and you can mm-hmm. pick it up whenever you want. Mm-hmm. You go and pick it up, right? You fancy a bag of peas, mm-hmm. and you can just tell that a pea is missing." I reckon they're trying to steal a pea.
He did say to me, verbatim, "I'll guard your waffles with me life."
Did he really?
Because I have potato waffles that I'm not eating
that
yet.
That is funny.
And he locked up his workshop where his freezer was and said, "I'll guard your waffles with me life." I was like,
that is
oh,
really funny.
Thank you so much, Northern Nigel. We're a lovely bloke. Really, genuine, really sweet man. But yeah, everyone, we are, of course, going to be going through all of the RLCSX Stage 2 and playoff results from the weekend just gone, as well as talking through the North America RLCSX games that will be coming up, because there's a lot going on. We don't know all the teams yet, but we will sort of know roughly how teams are going to be doing. And we've got another installment of... It's a weird place to listen from.
That is weird.
There we are. So... Oh, should we kick things off, going right into the meat and two balls of it, by talking about Stage 2 and playoffs of the EU side of this filth?
We can, but before we do that, I would like to take a sweet, kind second to say,
oh, yeah.
Fuck you, patrons.
Yeah.
All of you lot, you losers, you virgin nerds paying us money for our content. I'm sick of it, mate. Yeah. Every week. they, you know, roll a few bucks into our bank account and they expect us to thank them. And just the
disgusting,
the expectancy that we'll always be there for them is really rubbing me the wrong way at the moment. So fuck them.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, normally, of course, if there's any new patrons, we would give them a bespoke fuck off. But
fuck off.
There's been none. There's been no new ones in this last week. So if anybody does fancy it, patreon.com/subparbutinhd. Any amount will get you a bespoke.
Fuck off.
Yeah, there we are.
Fuck off.
Yeah, you can get a fuck off. otherwise, RLCSX, yes. Stage 2 and playoffs. Guild essentially nailed it and then proceeded to unnail it.
Well, Guild were a weird team throughout. Like, this was done, the Saturday playoffs was done when I had my birthday party, because it was my birthday last week, and
how
my
girlfriend's
the day before. I'm now 27.
Late 20s.
I'd still say mid. I'd say mid until 29, and then 29 to 30 is late, and then
definitely
anything up
not
to 34 is early 30s still.
No. Right, it's 20, 21, 22... and I would say maybe 23, early 20s. And then you've then got 24, 25, 26, mid-20s. And then you've then got 27, 28, 29. That's then your late 20s. So, mate, you're in your late 20s. How does it feel, you old buffoon?
I finally justify my hairline. Is a joke
like
that I've
joke
made on the main RLCS broadcast.
You did.
Because let's jump forward for a second.
Oh, my God, these notes are a nightmare.
Well, that's fine, because for you and me, mate, surely the most important thing that happened all week was that we made our debut on the top RLCS broadcasts on twitch.tv/Rocket League.
Crazy.
Alongside Johnny Boy and Shogun in the pre-show, and the rest of the gang were all there behind the scenes chatting to us, making us feel comfortable. And it's pretty much went as well as we could have hoped, you know? Mm-hmm. We sort of went there with the mission of not messing up and making sure they never invited us back. Mm-hmm. And I think it's mission accomplished.
I think so. So it was the first time there has ever been, I'm going to say not a Rocket League pre-show. A Rocket League pre-show that had Psyonix involvement, because the G20 Elite Series did not, that has ever had a fully European, and at that, a fully British host and cast and everything, talent lineup. So, yeah, it was me, Cole, Johnny and Shogun. We did the pre-show, and we were messaged midweek by a big man, Psyonix Corey. Absolutely adore Psyonix Corey. And we
Corey.
He said, hey, do you want to come on the main broadcast, lol? I'm like, yeah, lol. And so we went on there, and we also casted a match, and it was honestly, it was surreal. It was crazy talking to, like, Jorby and Achieves and Gibbs and whatever. And then someone from production saying, okay, Colin Stumpy, through to the live room. We're like, yeah, we'll do it. On to the live room, chat there. And then we went out again. And then Gibbs was like, that was really good, guys. Okay, thank you, Gibbs. That was really kind of you. But yeah.
It was funny as well, because Shogun gave us like a proper debriefing, because obviously Shogun has been pushing us for a long time. Johnny was in there as well. And it was just the sort of the four of us at first in like a green room having a chat. Shogun was saying, oh yeah, next time try this, try that, blah, blah, blah. Giving really good, important feedback for us. And then we just said, boo-boo. And there was Gibbs. Mm. And Shogun was like, go away, Gibbs. He was like, no, I think I'll stay. And then they just listened in to our feedback and provided some feedback of that. I think originally they just came to troll. And then they realised it was a feedback sesh. And who was it? It was Jorby and Gibbs. Was it just those two guys?
Jorby, Gibbs. I think Achieves was there as well. And then just a load of the RLCS guys then just sort of popped in.
Slowly but surely they trickled in. Yeah. And they listened to the feedback that we got. And then they'd also provide some really useful tips for us as well. So they were really supportive of all of us. Mm. And if anybody hasn't heard it, because maybe you only caught the semi-finals or the finals, we casted the quarterfinals between Solary and Top Blokes. How are you of how it went, Stumpy?
I thought it was fucking brilliant. I really liked it. I thought it was really fun. The actual series itself, I think some people thought it wasn't as good as it ended up being. I was worried that our first ever cast would be just a straight up 3-0. One team clearly is better than the other.
Just quickly, I actually, when I watched back the VOD, I saw a comment in the fast moving RLCS Twitch comment stream saying, poor Colin Stumpy. This was at 2-0 to Solary, to Top Blokes, and they were like 4-0 up in the second game. And they said, poor Colin Stumpy, wait for so long and get an easy 3-0. So yeah, thankfully, Solary didn't let that happen.
Yeah, you then got to the soft reverse sweep. Solary then came back to take it to game 5. And then Top Blokes then just sort of did their thing and then were sick in game number 5 and won it, which is what sort of everybody wanted, because Also, on the pre-show, I'm never letting this go. I've got a bit of a reputation for making outlandish predictions, which obviously there's a lot of people that do them because they're quite fun. I can remember the main one is when it was Samrock Gaming versus Singularity in the finals of
TEI.
That was I was going to say Fusion. Yeah, the European Invitational, and Samrock came from the upper bracket in a best of nine, so they had one game advantage going into it. So they just needed to win three more, four more, and then Singularity needed to win five. I made the prediction that Singularity would win it 5-1. So just win five straight games against Sandrock Gaming, who was straight up the better team out of the two of them. And they did. They ended up doing it. And that is my greatest prediction yet. That's an unbelievable prediction. I did that on us on our pre-stream as well. It was great. And then I predicted in this that top blokes... I said I'm not going to be boring and predict Vitality. Thank God I didn't do that. And I said, I'm going to go with top blokes, make it to the finals. Q, Shogun, Johnny, and Cole all laughing at me and saying, and Johnny said, someone's had some great predictions in the past. I don't think this will be one of them.
Well, you also said they'd win. You said they'd win. That's what they laughed at you for.
No, I said they'd beat Vitality. I said, my words were, they will beat Vitality 4-0, right?
Right. Okay.
And they didn't face Vitality. So if top blokes, the only bit of that sentence they can do is they can beat anybody, right? They just have to win. Then I had a correct prediction near enough, the closest it could be for them to win, right?
Have you checked this with your lawyer before coming
yes,
to me?
Yes, I have.
Argument?
Yeah. Legally, I'm a genius. And in the end, top blokes lost to BDS 4-2. And I was gutted because I would have been absolutely unbearable if that came in. I tweeted out a clip of Johnny laughing at me and Cole laughing at me, saying Stumpy's going to be wrong or whatever it was. And I was the closest out of anybody because Johnny said it'd be Magnifico in the final. I think you went Vitality, is that right?
To win it all, yeah. I went Vitality.
Which is very fair.
I imagine I'd have said Guild.
Yeah.
And, but I can't remember.
Oh, no. Oh, top blokes. Top blokes make it through, didn't they?
But it wasn't that bold a claim to say that they go through to the final. Say they go through to the final. I was laughing at you because you said that they 4-0 Vitality.
Yeah.
That was a specific thing that I said.
Oh, you're trying to worm out of it.
Massive
idiot. You're
a
worm.
You're a worm.
You're a worm.
You're a worm. You're a worm.
You're a worm. You know. No, you're a worm.
To bring it back as well. So, when Corey reached out to us, I already had it planned that on Saturday, because it was mine and my girlfriend's birthday, it was going to be my birthday party. And, you know, people were coming over and drinks were planned and all sorts of shot-related shenanigans were going to happen. And then this came through and I was like, ah, my birthday plans are going to have to change, because Saturday night going into the Sunday, even though by 5 p.m. any hangover would theoretically have gone, you're still that little bit slower. You know, you're not quite as quick-witted. You're not taking in what's happening at as high a speed as you would have been if you've still got that sort of lingering, alcohol-y sort of like
fuzz
edge to you. So in my 27th birthday party, I had about 3 drinks across about 6 hours. I was a very good boy, and I drank lots of... I drank so much water that I was weeing literally every 5 minutes. Like, it somehow triggered something in front of me. There was a solid hour and a half where every 5 minutes I was like, yeah, I need another wee. I don't know how it... Maybe I became pregnant and then it sort of flushed out or something. Like, I became a pregnant woman. I'm not sure.
Or you just drank a lot of water, is my shout.
That or pregnancy. It's between
one
the two
of them.
I'm not sure which.
It is 2020.
And, but yeah, while the party was ongoing, I had, I spent my, obviously, because it was like a socially distanced thing, I spent 95% of my time outside, but I did have Rocket League, going on inside the little squad stream thing, so I could jump in and check what was going on, and if there was like an OT game 5, I'd sit down and watch it, but, I had to catch up Sunday, with the results that came in. Results including Guild Esports winning all 3 of their games.
They did win all 3 of their games. They ended up beating Dignitas 3-0, FC Barcelona 3-0, and then, oh, who's that? Top Blokes got the most amount of games against them, 3-2. They ended up obviously finishing top because Vitality dropped one game to Solari, which then put them at 9-3 in terms of the win, games won and lost. And yeah, Magnifico, though, they made a hell of a run. Like, I think they were one of the teams that everybody was excited to watch because Greasy put out a tweet saying, I think it was on May the 5th, saying, yeah, I'm retiring. Rockley's been great, blah, blah, blah. Then said, okay, I'm going to team up with Dementsa and Atomic for the RLCSX run. See how far we can go. Top four Europe.
Don't tell Tars and Matane as well, because I love those guys and they tune into our stream on occasion and say hi. But I was rooting for Magnifico in the Game 5 OT against Monkeys. It's because the story was so good.
You know,
it's nothing personal to those guys, but I would have been rooting for Magnifico against pretty much anyone in that situation because this is the team that sort of caught RI on the E-League stream the week before, particularly with their result against Oxygen. And here they were on the penultimate day, still in with a shout. You know, they took BDS to five games. They beat BDS in five. They took Vitality to five. Somehow lost 3-1 to Solary. I'm not sure how that one happened, but yeah, then sort of doing what needed to be done against Monkeys. And I was like, yeah, do you know what? Go on. This is a team that I love to watch. Making it through to the second day. And then they smashed Guild as well. And I was watching it and there was the awkwardness at the beginning with the Guild players playing and the Magnifico players not knowing what was going on. And a couple of goals went in. And I remember saying on Discord, this is going to get spicy on Twitter. With the players that Guild have, there's going to be a few arguments going on after this one. And I was correct. There was a little bit of joshing in a post-series landscape. A few tweets went out, but ultimately all was sort of fine and happy days. And then your mate's top blokes made it through to the finals of Team BDS.
Yeah, and BDS, what a bloody team, right? Like, BDS genuinely was so exciting. They are horrible to play against. They're just so quick. They might be the fastest team in Europe now. Like, it was ridiculous how fast they were. This is their second win recently as well, where BDS have just basically outsped their opponents across the board. They outsped, like, giants, for God's sake. It was pretty crazy, and fair play to them. A team that I was shocked by, who didn't do quite as well as I wanted them to, was Triple Trouble. Because over in the grid, a little bit before that, that was back on the 6th, over on Thursday last week, they ended up winning the grid, which is, firstly, an amazing tournament. We'll talk about that too. And yeah, Triple Trouble went through and beat Liquid, Endpoint, who we are casting for, and then Oxygen in the finals. And then unfortunately, they couldn't make it through in Stage 2. They ended up losing to BDS, Top Blokes, and Dignitas. It was a big shame. I really, really wanted to see how far they could go in sort of the longevity tournament rather than sort of a one that favours pop-off. Two different tournaments that go on at the same time. Perfect, really good mix-up. I really like it. But yeah, it's a shame that they didn't end up making it through. Tadpole was on Twitter after the grid win, tweeting how I've always wanted Tadpole to, and being really happy and excited and looking forward to the future of the team. And then obviously it sort of went a little bit to shit on Stage 2 day, which is a shame. But that's just not to take away from Dignitas that did make it, and they had a little bit of a disappointing time as well because they had a 3-1 versus Vitality, who just outclassed them throughout.
Well, also with Triple Trouble, I mean, you say it went to shit. They did go to Series 5 and then lose Series 5 3-1 against Dignitas, and there's no shame in that at all. You know, they finished this 32-team event. They technically finished 9th because they were just outside the sort of last 8 qualification phases. So the signs are certainly good for Triple Trouble.
It's not as much shit in the bed as Barcelona.
Exactly, yeah. Barcelona, who were finally starting to look like a consistent team. I'm really frustrated at Barcelona. Since Itachi's come in, it seemed that they'd shaken the hot and cold Jekyll and Hyde hoodoo that they had when Flakes was on the team. And from the grid, suddenly the warning signs are there. I don't think they've made it through their initial bracket. And then on the penultimate day, they only won one game, and it was a 3-0 against poor old Last Resort, who then got perfect swept by Singularity, who only won one game against them as well. So I'm not sure you can take a 3-0 against Last Resort.
Last Resort, man.
It's because they had a sub, and
they were just the whipping boys. It was any match that was, I don't actually know if they got broadcast, but any match that was going on was just, you just knew it was going to be harsh. It's like, well, this will just be mean, won't it?
And it was.
Yeah, because one of their players went on holiday, which was a questionable decision, I feel. Getting through to Stage 2, probably shouldn't go on holiday at that point.
I'd have cancelled it, personally.
Yeah, you probably should do if it's one of the big... ultimately, you've got the next regionals, but what if you just don't do as well? You've already put the effort in to get to this point. Just stick through with it.
But hey, we don't know all the context.
We do not. We do not. Yeah. So yeah, that was that's what ended up happening with the EU side of things. And just to talk about the grid as part of RLCSX as well, what a cool format. And we are working with Endpoint for every single one of their broadcasts, and pretty much every team have hired some casters to work with them, with a broadcast team or just cast the matches themselves, maybe like the coach or something. And it's been really cool, because on the streams, you can just be biased. We are so biased towards Endpoint because we're casting them and wanting them to do as well as they possibly can to make it through. And Endpoint, during their grid run, they ended up taking down Top Bloke 3-1, Vitality 3-2, which was absolutely electric, that final match. And then they beat Singularity and then lost to the eventual winners, Triple Trouble. Not a bad team to lose to. So they got top four in the first grid. That's going to be going on. But there's so much Rocket League going on with these. I saw people posting multi-twitches in our Discord, discord.gg/subpar, but in HD, of course. And it was like 16 team links that were going on. It's like my internet couldn't do all of that. Like my Chrome would eat more RAM than is in the known universe to try and run all of those streams.
Eat more RAM than a cannibal sheep.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I didn't say it was good.
Well, you did. You gave me an A, and I'll take that. I will always take that as a compliment. I take any grunt I get from you, Stumpy Goblin, and that was a positive grunt. I'm gonna save that one to the positive grunt collection.
You have a collection?
That one's being saved as positive grunt number 17.
I've given you 16 before that one.
Yeah, ever since I knew you, yeah, I'm always recording you. Even around the house when you're sort of chatting with the dog or Charlotte. Occasionally, go, oh yeah, cool, Carl. Yeah. And I'm like, ooh.
Do I?
I'll salvage that one.
I have never said your name in my house by choice.
Maybe not. The grid, though, as well, such an incredible thing is the fact that Psionics are being so hands-off with it, which means that the 16 orgs in EU and 16 orgs in NA that have the capability of broadcasting this thing, all of them are a blank slate, and they can use your sort of backers mod clever stuff. Psionics haven't said, no, you can't, because the RLCS doesn't have it.
Yeah, the overlays.
The overlays, yeah. So the Endpoint stream has got boost overlay, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to shout out the Endpoint team as well. I won't say what it is, but there's something we're discussing, hopefully trying to have for the next one, which is by no means a guarantee. But it's not the fact that we might have it. It's the fact that we went to these guys with this idea, and they immediately were like, oh, cool, great idea. We'll see if we can implement that. Whether they can or can't remains to be seen, but it's that openness to continue to evolve and not just say, no, we've got our overlay and we're going to stick with it, which is why this team are so great to work with. So I'm very proud to be working with Endpoint. And if anybody saw the Salt podcast with Matt Smellsworth and Johnny Boy yesterday, I went into a long fanboy rant about the grid. I honestly think it's one of the most exciting formats in esports, and it's completely unique as well. So my thoughts on it are not secret. I love it.
Yeah. There was also a comment on the Rocket League Esports subreddit from Scheist, who was saying, who obviously works for Psionics in the esports department, and was saying, this is evolving. We've got 9 weeks. We're not going to try and do everything in week one. It's going to evolve throughout the day, or throughout the weeks, rather. And we'll see where it ends up, see what teams want to do. And we're going to just see the evolution of Rocket League Esports through the grid, which can hopefully bleed into the RLCS. So it's a big proving ground, the grid, for the teams to have that consistent playthrough. You've also got the field for the teams to play and, if they want to, stream their matches to for some a little bit of money. Essentially, I've described it as paid scrims. It essentially is, which is really cool. You basically wage your points against other teams, which is a really neat system, to then see who ends up top. Then you win money if you're top, which is awesome. And, yeah, no, it's very, very cool that it's so hands-off from Psionics, yet so Evolve Central by them, where they don't know what it's going to end up as, but they're excited to find out along with the rest of us, and hopefully they can guide it to a very good point.
Yeah.
Before, though, we head over to chat about NARLCSX, Carl, we've got something that we'd like to tell the people, and it's all about our merch store, because in this weather, mate, you literally may as well buy a nice pair of subpar shorts. Take it away.
Buy our shorts. They've got like a little badge. They're sort of like threaded.
Yeah. This is how you're doing it.
You've got, you know, the little drawstring thing. They've got like a white one of those that you can pull.
You're just describing shorts.
And it's quite satisfying to pull. There are two holes. Well, three holes, three. I guess, in these shorts. There's the body hole, the left leg hole, five. Oh, the two drawstring holes.
Six pockets. And pockets. And also then the drawstring holes.
So is that eight?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So yeah, eight. Yeah, eight.
Eight
yeah.
holes. 8 holes in these shots. By our shorts, they have 8 holes.
No, that's not what. It's also because they're fucking. I hate you.
That sounds like such a good tagline. By our shorts, they have 8 holes.
And everyone's like, anyone who needs three.
Everyone's there thinking, wait, why is it it's eight pockets. Holes? 1, 2.
But yeah, they can. Everybody, you can go to shop.subpar.gg and it will redirect you to our gamers apparel store. If that URL doesn't work, cause apparently some people say that it doesn't. I'm trying to fix that. Just go to gamers apparel and then search subpar because we are on there. And there's like shorts and t-shirts and stuff, and it's actually really good quality. I'm currently wearing my shorts. Cole, are you?
I'm wearing some shorts.
No, why? No one can see you.
Let me see yours.
Okay, you're trying to call my bluff, aren't you, bitch?
No, I'm not. I believe you. There they are. Oh, yeah. So let's count the holes together. I see one.
One. Two. Oh, God.
Three in the pocket. Pocket hole, yeah. Four. Oh, behind pockets as well. It's got butt pockets. That's 5, the butt pocket.
Well, no, 1 butt pocket. There's not 2. There's not 2, unfortunately.
And then there's only 7 holes. 6, 7. 7, yeah. So wait, the whole tagline that we agreed on of buy our shorts, they have 8 holes, is now...
incorrect. Yeah, that's it's been sent to legal. They've approved it. It's already on all the packaging.
Oh, no. We're going to have to add another hole. Quick, add another hole. Get a knife. Get a knife, Stumpy.
I've got it in my leg. So yeah, make sure that you go and buy some pairs of shorts. They have 8 holes.
Legally, they have 8 holes.
Legally.
Asterisk, only 7 holes per short.
Per short. Per short. Not even pair. Over in North America, of course, because this is not just a European competition, there is stage one is going to be kicking off this weekend, as well as their grid, which will be happening on Thursday this week. To be very kind to them. I imagine it'll be Thursday next week as well for their NA grid.
Yes.
And we are going to be looking at some of the teams that have got through. We don't know everybody just yet. We know that we've got 10 teams thus far. And we just want to have a quick little look to see who we reckon will make it through and who we're going to predict might just have a shocker, supported with some recent grid results as well.
So the teams that have already made it through into the North American regional event number one, just so everybody's on the same page, are Version 1, which is former Cloud9 with AXB, G2 Esports, NRG, The Peeps, old school, I like it, Space Station Gaming, Susquehama Llama Del Reyes, Team Envy, Alpine Esports, Rogue, and E-United. So are we having a prediction of how they're going to fare? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, just like see which ones we reckon will make it through. So essentially, we're just condemning 2 to death. Because
okay,
only actually no, because all of them can make it. I just thought because it's going to be 2 groups, isn't there?
Yeah, but let's decide. Let's say a couple of names of people who won't make it.
I'll tell you, we can do top 5. Let's do which top 5 do we think make through?
Okay, we'll start off with Space Station. I'll do number 1, then you do 2, etc. Okay. We'll start off with Space Station Gaming. Cypical, Arsenal, and Rettles now have an added sense of they're really hard to predict, and that's doing them well, as they won the most recent grid 4-2.
Envy, probably.
Coming up third, I'll go with G2 Esports. Rizzo, JNuts, and Chicago have been playing together forever, and they have such synergy.
Don't know, NRG, I guess?
Rogue, with Chronovi, First Skillet, and Turin Churo, are the most aggressive and exciting team in NA, if you ask me. So I'll put them 5th. Did we just put NRG 4th in our power rankings?
Version 1 has a cool logo, I think. So.
Are they 6th?
No, they're 5th, aren't they? Or did you just do the 5th?
We had Space Station first. Mm-hmm. Then you said
I didn't realize these were in order.
Oh.
I mean, Susquehanna Sonics, are they good again?
Yes.
Because they kind of went to absolute shite. Like, genuine shite.
They did. And then in the grid last week, they played with J-Russ.
And
whether it's because he popped off and carried them instead of Dapper.
I mean, I'm happy that Omelet aren't through just yet. Obviously, I think it's tonight that a load of the game is going to be going on to secure the spaces over in the stage one of the regional. because mm-hmm. They're doing the closer qualifier, and the top 22 teams make it through, because obviously it's 32 in total. Mm-hmm. Let's have a look at the stage one teams. Sorry, the close qualifier teams that we reckon might be going through. Because there's some big names in there. You've got, was it Kansas City Pioneers will probably make it. Rapid Seabass Beast Mode. Is that a cool name? I don't know. Is Beast Mode a cool name?
Depends.
I think he has to be a big guy.
I don't know, I think it's funnier if he's like, hello, I'm Beast Mode, I'm 14 years old, I'm not actually allowed to play in the RLCS because my name was so cool, they let me in anyway.
I made sure I used to cry. 72 Piece Connector probably make it, Jacob, yeah. Wonder and Ty. What else is going on? Oh, Crimson Wings, which is, I'm pretty sure, a euphemism for a period.
Prime Thunder, that's Little Lefutsky from the subpar community circa 2015. And he's making
Isn't Crimson Wing...
Speaking of which, a team called Drip have a Canadian player called Gib, G-I-B, which I think a great tagline for him would be Gib. Gibbs, without all the BS.
That's good.
He can use that. He can have that one for free. Charlotte Phoenix in there as well. That's where Dapper's gone, to Charlotte Phoenix.
I don't give a shit about them.
Okay.
Little Porklet.
Porklet!
Porklet is on Divine. Little Porklet. We fucking love Porklet. I don't know anything about him. He's earned himself two and a bit grand, the legend.
Not bad.
Little Porklet. I want Porklet to do well because I love him. I love his name.
It was Fusion, wasn't it, where he was involved in it? And it was hashtag Porklet for
1v1. Yeah, we went to get Porklet onto 1v1. Porklet. When he's playing... Did we say that if he won, he'd come on the podcast, but he didn't win?
He didn't win shit, no.
Tell you what, if Porklet makes it to stage two...
Yeah.
He comes on the podcast.
Yeah, I'm up for that.
Porklet for Poddy C.
Yeah, I'm up for that.
Anybody who knows Porklet or wants to tweet him, make sure that you let him know. If he gets to stage two, he... he has first refusal at the next guest spot.
Because many people do refuse. It'll be the first of a long list of people that will.
Oh, speaking of which, we've been speaking to some guys from Psyonix, and obviously there's a lot of hoops for general people to jump through to join us on the podcast, especially representing Psyonix and stuff. But we are working on that because I saw people wanted some guys from the esports team to join us. So we are working on that. We haven't just ignored y'all. So yeah, just keep an eye out for when we can obviously do it. We'll put questions on Twitter for when they can.
I'm looking at all the names. We've got 8-Bit Esports who have Garen. Of course, the famous sub for Rogue.
That was
back
it,
in
yeah.
the day.
I can do.
And he's teaming with a guy from Mexico, which is cool. So there are some non-American, non-Canadians. There's a Puerto Rican guy, a Mexican team in Eastorm Gaming. Big fan of that.
That's cool.
Another Mexican team in Infinite Shots.
Yeah, because I forget that they can take part, can't they?
Are they taking part because they are in North America, but they're Mexican?
Potentially, yeah, that might be it. Because I just thought, because you've also got the South American tour that's going to be happening soon.
Yeah.
There's a team called Zookeepers with J-Bot. I want them to make it through. They've got a cute logo as well.
Should we take a punt? I'll take a punt on HC Esports with a capital S in Esports. If HC Esports make it through... to the second week of the RCS XNA proper. Okay, so they make it through
stage two.
Yeah, to stage two of the proper thing, not just like to the final thing, right? Then you have to change your name on Twitter to HC Esports Stumpy hashtag I love HC Esports. Deal?
Deal. Okay. And
you got to pick someone random because I don't have a clue about HC Esports, so you'll have to find someone equally.
The first graders.
Where are they?
Look at their logo. Cole, if the first... Everybody go and look at Wikipedia for their logo. If the first graders make it through to stage two or keep it the same stakes, then you have to...
Why'd you have to make it weird?
Change your profile picture to their picture, right? Their team picture, and tweet, I love hashtag first graders. Because you're showing support for the team.
No, don't.
So, Cole, deal?
Just make it weird.
Cole, deal? So, you're doing... So, Cole, when first graders are going to do stage two, you tweet out, I love hashtag first graders. Type handshake type colon, handshake colon to me.
How long for?
Well, how long do you have the profile picture for?
Yeah.
Until they get knocked out.
Oh, that's at least a week.
At least a week, yeah.
It'd be hashtag the first graders. I'm doing the.
No.
Yes,
Carl, no.
Because that's their team name. You can't say I'm doing support for the team and then not let me put in their team name.
No, it's so cool. You'd say that, like, say it's like the Kansas City Cougars, whatever they're called. You reckon their hashtag is hashtag the Kansas City Cougars? Their things would be hashtag Kansas City Cougars,
right?
Or hashtag go spots or whatever it is.
And yet, the first graders very much respect their the. It's the opposite of Klaxons, the band.
I will. Right, we'll tweet them on the Subpar account and ask, would your hashtag be hashtag the first graders or hashtag first graders? We need to know.
God's sake.
Should I do that now? Should I just tweet that now? So people will look at it. People will look at it on Twitter and they'll be like, why has he tweeted that? I'm going to tweet all of them, including their substitute. Right, hang on. Right, the first one is called Skizzy Drip.
It's right. Like we're playing Fortnite.
Okay, right.
Is Twitter your name, you mean? Is Skizzy Drip?
It's Twitter, yeah. Skizzy Drip. Our Oath doesn't have a Twitter, which is a shame.
Why do they have this name? What if they change that? What if they get picked up?
If they get picked up, then you will just do the new hashtag of their new team. Right. Hey, Skizzy Drip, Amos Meteor Melody. Just a quick question, guys. Would the hashtag for your team to show support be
do any of them follow
hashtag
support?
The first graders or I'll have a look and say or hashtag first graders. Thanks.
I'm looking at some first graders results.
Cole and I've written it like an email.
Cole and Stumpy. Yeah, okay, yeah. They finished third in the Allied Esports Combustion Series Season 1 Finals.
I've tweeted them.
To earn $375. They finished second in the Alpine Esports Avalanche 7.
Well, good for them. Skizzy doesn't follow us. Adas Meter does not follow us. Mel D does not follow us.
None of them follow us. They have no idea.
None of them know who we are.
Do you reckon they've heard of us?
I don't imagine they would have done.
Wow.
But that's fine, because Cole, you're going to put out a nice supportive tweet for them. Cole, it's time for... That's a weird place to listen from.
Yeah, it is, to be fair.
So...
I hate this episode.
The latest place that I have found...
Right,
to
their
be...
rating is 51st. They're not even in the top 50.
Hey, I don't give a fuck about them anymore. I'm talking about Piara Waters in Western Australia.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a beautiful little suburb, mate. 20 kilometres just south of Perth. Home to 9,000 residents.
Wow.
How nice does that sound?
Yeah,
it sounds pretty good. The pictures on Wikipedia were not plentiful. There was one. And as ever, Cole, as part of... That's a weird place to listen from.
It is, to be fair.
We have got two truths and a lie. This is you to get your first win on this show.
Not sure.
So, Cole, I've got three facts here for you. Wink.
If this is anyone's first episode that you've listened to, I've won every single week. So, carry on.
And you've got to identify the lie, hopefully correctly, for the first time ever. So, Carl, three facts here for you. Are you ready? Firstly, what do you think about Piara Waters, Western Australia? Do you like the sound of it?
I reckon there is no bloody water there at all. I think it's arid. I think it's like the classic desert with sort of cracked ground. And you see lizard 9, scuttling along.
Residents chilling there.
Yeah, 9,000 lizard residents scuttling along, eating beetles and each other.
It didn't specify if they were human, to be fair. Cole, so your first fact is the entire area of Piara Waters was originally a desert that has been transformed since 2006 into a habitable area. So that immediately lines up with what you thought, desert area.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay, yeah. I'm just looking at... Whenever I see things like since 2006... I get worried that you've just changed a 5 to a 6, but you're better than that. We know.
There's a few numbers in these facts, mate. So this next one, in 2012, there was a destructive 500-man party that took place in an abandoned warehouse that ended with someone getting stabbed.
Goodness. Do they stab in Australia? I thought that was like a British thing.
Well, they steal a lot from us. That's why we sent them away.
Maybe. Okay.
Yeah, that's part of our culture, that. That's part of our drinking culture, is stabbing somebody at the end of the night.
Yeah, it's nice. It's friendly.
Hmm.
Because it's like, you look back the next day and you're like, you know, I wouldn't stab you now, but at the time, it felt like the right thing to do.
Yeah. And Cole, the final fact. In the local nature reserve, an area of it was set on fire in 2012, but was successfully contained by firefighters. So, Cole, I'll run through your three facts again for you. Piara Waters, of course, beautiful little suburb. Really can't overstate how beautiful it is. 20 kilometres south of Perth, home to 9,000 residents.
Wow.
Your first fact, the entire area of Piara Waters was originally a desert, but has been transformed since 2006 into a habitable area.
Okay.
Second fact, in 2012, there was a destructive 500-man party that took place in an abandoned warehouse that ended with someone getting stabbed. And thirdly, in the local nature reserve, an area of it was set on fire in 2012, but it was successfully contained by firefighters. And remember, everybody, we are focusing on this place because last week's episode, a single person listened from Piara Waters in Western Australia. So, hello to whoever that was.
G'day.
And if you're in not a very populated area, I might pick your town to be featured on. That's a weird place to listen from.
That is, to be fair. So, of the three of them, normally there's one that immediately jumps out as being true. Just because it sort of falls into that gap between boring and realistic and not something you'd think of. Whereas for this one, I'm honestly stumped. I'm not sure which one of these is most likely to be the lie. So there may be some guesswork involved. Normally I can work it out, which is why I'm 100%
Tell me your thinking.
Yeah, I'll tell you my thinking. So I certainly agree that the entire area of Piara Waters was originally a desert, but has been transformed since 2006 into a habitable area. I mean, I'm imagining that habitable is like, you know, one man's habitable is another man's Australia. But I'm going to go with that one as my first truth. So I'd like to eradicate that one from the list of what might be a lie.
I was thinking last week, actually, when you were doing this, I'd like for you to go through all three and then tell me which one you think the lie is.
Okay, so because go through
go through your logic for all of them in case other people are sort of wanting to do it as well.
Okay, fair enough. In 2012, there was a destructive 500-man party that took place in an abandoned warehouse that ended with someone getting stabbed. Now, 2012, the year that the Earth ended.
Very true.
A lot of crazy shit went down. That's when the Mayans predicted we were all going to blow up anyway. So if there ever is a year for a destructive 500-man party, also massive sausage fest, at least get one girl there, then 2012 is the year for that. Finally, in the local nature reserve, an area of it was set on fire in 2012.
Big year for Piara Waters, 2012. By the
contained by firefighters. Yeah, so I would like to get rid of the entire area of Piara Waters being originally a desert, but being transformed to 2006. I think that's true.
So, Cole, the first truth that I can reveal for you... In 2012, there was a destructive 500-man party that took place in an abandoned warehouse that ended with someone getting stabbed. And I can read you a little bit more about this.
Yeah, go on. Was it an end of the earth?
Quote on Liquipedia. I literally said a quote on Liquipedia. On Wikipedia, the suburb was also the site for an out-of-control party in September 2012 that transformed into a youth riot, which was the subject of Australian national news. Over 500 people were reported to have attended the party in a vacant warehouse. More than 80 police attended the scene and were attacked with rocks, bottles, and poles. One person was stabbed in the incident and an ambulance damaged on the night. So that is a truth.
So why have you given me that free one? Presumably you've given me that free one because the top one is the lie and I've got it wrong, right?
The other truth, Cole.
Go on.
In the local nature reserve, an area of it was set on fire in 2012, but was successfully contained by firefighters. A little bit more of this story. It's actually not anything else to it, to be honest.
Tell me more, anyway.
It just sort of was, really. It's just a large central part of the suburb is taken up by the Piara Natural Reserve. Nature Reserve, rather. And finally, Carl, the lie for this week...
Damn it.
...is that the entire area of Piara Waters was not originally a desert. It was originally farmland. And has been transformed since 2006 into a habitable area.
Going forwards, can you just... You're not allowed to take templates of truths.
Why?
Because it's so much more fun for you. You have an abstract brain. You are more than capable of saying, in 1976, the mayor of... What's it called? Piara Waters. was related to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The issue is, a lot of the places that I search will have about three paragraphs on Wikipedia and nothing else. So I'll kind of have pretty normal stats, and I can't really have a wild one in there. Is the issue.
Wild.
A lot of people live in boring places, which is the shame. But yeah, I'll send you just a couple of pictures, Carl, of what Piara Waters is, because I was not lying to you, mate. It's genuinely beautiful. Oh my God. So I'm sending you a 15 meg image from Wikipedia. Why didn't I just copy the link?
No, mate, send it. I want to see it from you. I don't want to see it on the internet.
Look at that. Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, it is beautiful.
Yeah, it's actually genuinely nice looking.
Wow. Yeah, and I don't see any crocodiles.
In 2006, 90 people lived there. And now there's 9,000.
They have been breeding like bunnies, haven't they?
It also says the population is further expected to grow to over 8,000 by 2021. It's already done that. I don't know why that's still a line on the Wikipedia page.
Yeah, I imagine that stat was like written in 2018 or something when they were on 7,999. They were like, tell you what, the next 3 years, I reckon there'll be one more.
It also describes, it's got so little on Piara Waters that it describes what a primary school is. It says Piara Waters Primary School was opened in February 2012, which with classes to cater for students from kindergarten to year six. It's like, I suppose so. That is what that does. Fair play. So yeah, that's this week's. That's a weird place to listen from.
Oh, that is, to be fair. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well done. That was fun. Thanks, I finally lost. It feels refreshing. Yeah. I feel like the pressure has gone, and I can just go on and enjoy all of these games from now on.
I hope that you enjoyed them anyway, but it's nice to know that you can enjoy them in good conscience now as well.
Yeah.
Not guiltily.
I really don't want to change my name to what you said. That's bothering me. I'm bothered. I'm a bothered man.
Well, that was in the last part now, mate. That's all in the past. Carl, while looking at the stats as well, I'd like to give everybody a well-needed update on our watch listeners. So people that listen on a fucking watch.
Tell me.
Still insane to me.
It makes sense to me because it's always on your wrist, but fair enough.
Their little army has grown to 17 strong.
Can't be that little. The watch wouldn't fit on.
Yeah, 17, mate. Yeah. So, anyone listens on the watch, if anybody can take a picture of them in front of the natural bushland in Piara Waters with their Apple Watch showing the subpar Pod EC, I will be unbelievably happy.
Would you like, if anyone can do that, will you like PayPal them a fiver or record them a unique message showing your support or do something? Like if they do that, that's worth something, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll record them a bespoke message saying whatever they want that will not get me in trouble or is not weird. Really weird, like fine weird, but not like really weird. Cole, thank you very much for joining me on this episode of the Subpar Pod EC number 48. Do you have anything to say to the people? Any final words?
I didn't enjoy this one.
Okay, wow, really weird way to end it. See you later, everybody. Episode 49 coming your way.